Blog Talk Radio. go. I'm ready. Y'all ready? I'm ready. Here we go. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Come on, y'all. Come on. Here we go. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-58. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. All lines are open for you guys to call into the show and give your opinion about today's topic. I know you have one. I know you want to voice it. And here's the proper stage. Now, right now, in at least in my area, we got heavy rain. It's a downpour right now. And it's funny how, you know, you call them summer showers or, you know, spring showers. I know it's not spring anymore, I guess, but it is coming down heavily right now. And, you know, I hope you guys are being careful. You that on the road, maybe headed home from work, I hope you guys are being careful because it's really, really coming down. And so, you know, it turns out, you know, we get these high temperatures in high 80s and 90 degrees, stuff like that. I think that brings on the rain, the heavy rain, right? It brings it on. So, but, it, you know, at any rate, guys, please, please be careful, okay? Now, let's see. The word for today is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Okay? And forgiveness means, the noun version of forgiveness is the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. A sentence that they give is, she is quick to ask forgiveness when she has overstepped the line. Now, forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process by which a victim undergoes a change in feelings and attitude regarding an offense. Let's go of negative emotions such as vengefulness with an increased ability to wish the offender well. Okay, so when someone, you know, offends you or someone does something against you, then the, you know, the Bible says, forgive. Forgive. And I think if you forgive people for things, you'll be able to move on yourself, all right? You'll be able to move on yourself. So forgive people for doing something wrong to you. Now, some people, it's hard for them to forgive, okay? And forgiveness is different from, like, condoning. And you know, condoning means failing to see the action as wrong and in need of forgiveness, okay? You know, you're not condoning what someone does or whatever, but you can forgive them. I think if you'll feel better if you forgive someone for something that, you know, that they have done wrong towards you. Because, you know, some people may not feel like they've done anything wrong, right? But you do. But, you know, in order for you to move on, you have to find a way to forgive them, all right? And you know, I have a great story behind that. You know, when my mom passed, one of my sisters, my younger sister, she did some crazy stuff, right? As far as my mom's estate goes, she did some crazy stuff. And, you know, we had words, we exchanged words and all this, and eventually I forgave her for what she did. But it's still today, you know, it still hurts me. But I've moved on, right? I've moved on with my life, because I'm still living. I'm not 6 feet under, all right? At today's episode, guys, is entitled, If You Can't Feed a Baby, Then Why Have, okay? If you can't feed a baby, then why have a baby? And I wanted to talk about this because someone was asking me, why do people continue to stay in poverty? You know, the generations continue to stay in poverty. And the generations continue to stay in poverty because they don't know any better, okay? You know, if you grow up in a rich family and they do different things, all right? They do different things than other people may do. But if you grow up doing different things than other people do, you don't know anything different. Okay? So you're gonna continue to try and keep that lifestyle when you get to be an adult. Because that's all you know. All right? That's all you know. So you turn the whole page around, and the same thing happens with poor people, people living in poverty, is that that's how they live. That's how they grew up, in poverty. So when they get to be older or when they get to be adults, that's all they know. Now, some people get out of that. You know, some people have dreams and aspirations to get out of there, all right? Get out of the projects, get out of poverty. Get off of welfare, okay? Some people have the wherewithal to do that, and they do that. But some people just don't want to get out of there. That's all they know. So when they get to be adults, they run the same game as their parents did because their parents taught them, or they grew up watching their parents, so they taught them how to live that way, okay? And that's what they do. So that's why the cycle continues to turn over and over and over and over again. That's why. That's why a lot of people can't get out of poverty, because that's all they know. And they don't have the dreams and the wherewithal to move forward, right? To get ahead, to do better, all right? So, you know, and the reason I titled this episode, If You Can't Feed a Baby, Then Why Have a Baby? The reason I titled it that, because people in poverty are having babies, and they're not able to feed the baby, okay? But they're having babies and aren't able to feed the babies because they're living in poverty. They don't want to get out of the poverty. All right, so what's going to happen to the baby? He's going to grow up the same way. All right? And all that's saying is that people that work and all this stuff at the At the same time, we go to work every day. We pay taxes. Now, our tax money is being used to feed their kids. They're not working. All right? So where is the cycle going to stop? Where is the cycle going to stop? I don't know. 818-301-5834 if you want to weigh in on today's topic. If you can't feed a baby, then why have a baby? And I also want to channel this toward my younger audience, because there are young kids in high school right now that are pregnant. Young girls in high school right now who are pregnant, and they're going to have a baby, all right? But they're in high school. They don't have a job, right? And they're going to have a baby. And then the young man who fathered the baby is in high school. He doesn't have a job. He can't take care of a baby. So where does it fall back to? It falls back to the grandparents having to take care of the baby. How many times have we heard that my grandma raised me? I was raised by my grandparents. That's because the parents couldn't take care of the baby. So they had to be raised by their grandparents. Okay? I know someone right now, as we speak, who's taking care of her daughter's baby, because her daughter had a baby at a young age, and then after that, she got out there on drugs. She started hanging with the wrong people. And she couldn't take care of the baby. So what happens? The grandparents can't stand by and watch that kid go off on his own, so to speak. So they step in and try to take care of that baby. Okay? That's why you hear people say, I was raised by my grandparents. Because things happen with their parents. And it's a big cycle, guys. It's a big old circle that happens right here. And it happens a lot in the poverty stricken neighborhoods. You know, it's not just in Atlanta, okay? It's all over the United States, all over the world. It's not just black people. It's white people, Indians, Asians, every ethnical group has poverty in it. Every ethnical group has riches in it, rich people in it. Every ethnical group has terrible people in it. Every ethnical group has great people in it. Okay? It's not a white or black thing. A lot of people think that welfare, when you think of welfare, the stereotype is that a lot of black people on welfare. Well, there are a lot more white people on welfare than there are black. Tons more white people on welfare than there are black. The welfare system was put together. It was put together for white people, not black people. If it was just black people that was poor and down and out, they would never have created the welfare system. Y'all with me on that? When the welfare system was created, it was created for white people. not black people. It was created for white people. And not just black people abused the welfare system. White people abused the welfare system. You know? But the stereotype is that black people are on welfare, which is totally, totally upside down. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode, and I see some people are joining the show right now. Today's episode is, if you can't feed a baby, then why have a baby? Okay? Young kids in high school, please, 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 if you would, if the girls would insist that the guys wear protection, you got to insist that they wear protection. If they don't wear, I don't like to wear that. It doesn't feel the same. Well, hey, you're not gonna feel anything then because it's not happening. Okay, you better go to the store. And guys, I'm being 100% right here on the show. Guys, young guys, you pretty much know that you're sneaking to a girl's house, and y'all gonna be getting hot and heavy together. Kind of know that. So why don't you go ahead and drive by the store and get you some protection before you get to her house? Hey, you don't have to throw it on the table and say, "Hey, look what I got. We need to get together, right? I got my protection right here." You don't have to do that. Keep it in your pocket till things get right. Then you've got protection right there. Please, please use protection. Now, I think now they're making these, making protection as, super thin and everything's there. All the feeling and everything's there. So take care of yourselves. Because you don't know what she has and she doesn't know what you have as far as diseases go. Right? You don't know what she's got. She doesn't know what you've got. So in order for you to not get what she's got and she not get what you've got, then you need to wear some protection. That's what it's for. And then guess what? It's also for preventing pregnancy. Because you're gonna have sex. That's a given, okay? Everyone gets to a point in their lives where they start what my mom used to call it, you're starting to smell yourself, okay? Everyone gets to a point where they start to smell themselves. And, you're wanting to get with a female or you're wanting to get with a male, okay? And give a great example of it. You see dogs, when they get together, it doesn't matter whether they male or female or two males or two females. When they get together, they immediately, unless they want to fight, they immediately go to each other's behind. They go and smell their butts. They trying to see if it's a male or a female. Right? They trying to see They use their nose, they use their smelling sense to find out if it's a male or a female. And if it's a female, we're going to get together right here. Okay? So that's the way God made us. But now man has put something in place to protect us. So men, please use protection if you don't want a baby. If you want a baby, if you sat around and you done told your, if y'all done talked about having a baby, y'all gonna get married. Y'all got jobs. Y'all can take care of a baby. You can feed the baby. Then, hey, have a baby if that's what you want to do. You can take care of it. So have a baby. If you can feed the baby, have a baby if that's what you want. But if you don't have a job, you can't feed the baby. Don't have a baby. Please. Don't have a baby. And I love kids. I love babies. Okay? But it will change your life. It does change your life. A baby changes your life. And at an early age, say 18, 19 years old, you haven't even started life. Or you haven't even had a chance to experience what life is all about yet. So why bring another life in to change all of that? Don't do it, guys. Don't do it. Ladies, insist on your guy wearing protection. Please insist on that. Unless, again, you've talked about having a baby, then that's the way to do it. You know, hey, if he pulls out that ring, if he pulls out that package, the condom package, and he opens it up and an engagement ring pops out of there, hey, go ahead, do your thing. Hey, guys, I'm out of time. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And join me tomorrow. I'm going to have a big show tomorrow. Don't miss it. Right here, 6:30 p.m. on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, good night, guys. Take care of yourself.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Here is my number, girl, you can call me, and don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.